Well, Gerry got up and running on Wednesday night in the McKenna Cup. New season after a winning start. Only a point in it, but I suppose a new dawn, a new era with a new manager coming in. Damien McAuleen coming up from a very successful run with the Miners. What's the expectation levels?
Yeah, there's no massive expectation, Tom, but I think everybody in County's looking for a fresh start. Hopefully that they can push for promotion from Division 3 this year and get a run going in the Championship, get a decent team together. And Damien's made a great, a great time having the management team. Did really well over 3 years with the Derry Miners side coming out in an All-Ireland final defeat to Kerry. So I think it was never a question that Damien was going to be offered a job. So people are just waiting to see, and it was I suppose it was good to get a one against Jordanstown, very inexperienced team. Many of the, or at least maybe five or six of the lads that he had been with the Miners over the last couple of years started in that game, and a few other lads that maybe have featured for under 21s and that. So it was an inexperienced team, and I suppose it was good to get a win, Tom.
Yeah, and I suppose the jury's out on him as well. Obviously, success at underage is one thing. Stepping up to senior is a whole different ball game, not only for players but for managers too.
Well, that's true, but there's been two Ulster Minor victories there in the last couple of years, and then with Slaughton Hill's success, whenever those players come on board, they won two Ulster titles in the last couple of years, three and 4 years actually. So whenever those lads, hopefully they'll get a run to the All Ireland final, come on board. You're talking maybe five, six lads have been calling into the panel. So there's some reason for optimism, Tom, but yeah, no massive expectation,
Yeah. And tell me, what's Damien looking for from the McKenna Cup, do you think?
Well, I suppose he's looking at some of the lads to see if they have the athleticism and they're able to step up to senior level. I suppose against Jordanstown, these young lads are playing against a lot of boys of their own age group, but whenever they play against the likes of Armagh tomorrow, it's going to be a bit different. You're coming against proper men. So many of these lads, as I say, are only 19, 20. So,
who are you talking about, Eamon?
Well, it's, Paddy McGrogan started the other night. He's a young lad from Newbridge that was featured well in the Miners, was captain of the Miners, played centre-back, full-back at stages. You've got young Jordan Curran from Fallon Vale started the other night. He wouldn't have featured at county level, at minor level, but he featured in under-21s last year. He's a good player. Patrick Kearney from Swatow was very promising minor, but hasn't sort of been off the scene for a couple of years. Connor Doherty, from another Newbridge player, is a promising lad. Patrick Coney is a speed merchant from the Loop. All those lads featured the other night. Rory Mooney from Owen Rose Coleraine actually got man of the match the other night. He featured for St Mary's and the Sigerson last year and has played well for Owen Rose at club level. So those lads did the other night. But we also had Terence O'Brien and Danny Tallon and the Jordanstown team, who hopefully will feature for day in the National League. So those are promising young lads. There was a bit of controversy over Colin Brown. He was due to start. Big talk about him in there over the last couple of years. He got a college's all-star, and he's a very athletic young fella, very well-built young fella for his age, but he was deemed then at the last minute to be ineligible. I don't know, they hadn't checked the rule book or what happened, but he didn't get playing in
outside. What's the grounds that he was ineligible, I wonder?
Well, he's not 18 to August. So he's overage for under 17s, but he can't play senior because he doesn't meet the age before the senior championship starts, apparently. So I think it's a bit of a grey area. It has to be looked at closer because that's a young lad that's playing. He's playing soccer with Linfield at the minute. He's been touted by Ozzy Rhodes team. So if he doesn't have he's Limmy Levadi Wolf hands, it'll be his club football this year. But if he doesn't have county football to play, and then it's not great. Something's gone wrong there with the age limitations.
Very noticeable the other night. Fielded a very inexperienced team, but it took the James Keelt and Mark Lynch to come off the bench. Liam McGoldrick as well, another experienced player. Damien had to turn to those maybe to dig out the result.
Yeah, that's right. James has been about a while now. Mark's. I don't know, maybe 14th season with the county squad. Great servants they are and still have a lot to offer. You know, Kieran McFall played the other night, scored 3 points. Good to see him. Out playing for Derry, Andy Lynn scored a goal in three. Another experienced lad. So, no, there's not too many. He hasn't started too many with experience, but as I say, that's what the McKenna Cup's all about for Derry and for most teams. It seems to be about maybe throwing a 10 to play, maybe playing 7 or 8 experienced heads at the time, and maybe that's why they won the McKenna Cup every year. But that's not necessarily the best way, you know.
For tomorrow's game against Armagh, do you expect maybe Damien to go with a little bit more experience?
Well, I would expect so, because you know it's just the physicality, you know, element that you wouldn't get against the university sides. When you're going against the proper county side, you would expect, you know, and Kieran McGinney, you know, we'd expect his side to be fairly physical. I know Kieran has problems with, he's a lot of withdrawals in the panel this year, so I know the pressure on him a wee bit, because there's maybe 6 or 7 lads have opted out for one reason or another, whether they're going travelling or concentrating on studies or one reason or another. But so Kieran got a win the other night as well, so he'll be looking for a second victory. So it'll be maybe more experienced early lineup we'll see tomorrow, Tom.
And of course, the final game is against Down in Owen Beg on Wednesday night. Obviously, another good workout ahead of the league.
Yeah, well, Down's in the same boat, you know. Like Armagh put them the other night, so at a similar stage. In terms of the personnel, they seem to be playing a lot of young lads, but this is Eamon Burns' third season in charge, so he'll be looking to push on from last year. I think it was progress made from last year, but as I say, if they can maybe feature a slightly more experienced team, then they'll be in a good shot of beating Down, Tom, you know.
So obviously it's going to be a slow thing. It's not going to be an overnight. It's going to take a while to form a team. And obviously, of course, the Sloughneil boys away is going to be leave a big gap for the league.
That's it. You know, obviously the immediate aim for them and them will be to try and to make progress and to get out of Division 3 really, and get into Division 2. And I suppose, you know, if we don't do that, maybe it would be deemed to be failure. But say there is 5 or 6 Sloughneil players named in the panel, 6 named in the panel, and you know, when you're talking about the McCaig brothers and Brendan Bruggers, you're really talking about the hub of your defence there. So it looks like, you know, those boys will certainly not be available for the first couple of matches in the National League, but they'll have their own tough test against the Nemo Rangers in February, so you know, we'll just have to wait and see what happens there. Obviously we hope they go on to get to the final, but I suppose in terms of Derry's cause, it would actually help Derry if they didn't. But say everybody in Derby hope that they do.